Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my sweet, beautiful angel baby creative listener. I wanted to pop on here and say how deeply, deeply thankful I am for you this Thanksgiving. You're listening to Unleash Your Inner Creative with Lauren LaGrasso, if you didn't know. And this show, we talk about self-love. We talk about taking fear out of the driver's seat, the creative process and journey, spirituality, mental health, all the good things that really encapsulate a full human life, because human life is in and of itself creative, and creativity is your birthright. So, you know, on the show, we explore topics that lead to you unleashing your inner creative and embracing the true creative spiritual genius that you are. And I want to do a quick episode today. I am taking time to be with my parents and my boyfriend and my cousin or sweet little baby and my aunt this holiday season, and a few friends along the way too. But I wanted to talk on here. I wanted to pop on here to talk about the idea of presence. And people talk about presence a lot, but you hear people talking about kind of presence in the mundane. I want to talk about presence specifically in good moments and bad moments. There's a couple of times within good moments of life where I have a hard time staying present to it. As somebody who struggles with anxiety, this has happened a few times in the past couple of weeks. I've been feeling so happy and being like, well, what the F is this? I don't feel anxious. And I feel myself inside my body trying to fight the feeling of peace and happiness because it's foreign to me. By the way, there's somebody who's banging with a hammer on the door next to me as I talk about trying to stay present. But it's really interesting because I've realized the more I fight those moments, the more I lose those moments, and I don't even get them. Because I'm busy figuring out, wait, why am I happy right now? What's going on? This feels foreign. This is different. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, when I'm in a moment of pain, I try so hard to deny that it's happening that it prolongs the pain I'm in, rather than just staying present with it and being like, okay, this is what I'm feeling, and breathing through it and acknowledging how it feels in my body and moving through it. I try to avoid it, which actually prolongs it, and I stay in the pain for longer, meaning I don't really get to ever fully experience the happy moments because I'm either questioning them or I'm worrying about when they're going to end. And then on the other end of the spectrum, when I'm in the moments of pain, I'm experiencing them longer than I have to because I'm trying to avoid them. And so the holidays can be a season of great joy and fun and connection and peace being with those you love, or it can also be a time of great pain that reminds you of everything that you don't have, of the things that you want. I mean, I remember last Christmas, it was a pandemic. I was single. I was about to go through this surgery, which I know I've talked about on the podcast a couple times, but where I got this pre-melanoma removed from my vulva. So I was about to have this scary surgery that could potentially scar my body, take away pleasure from me. Also like just like so horrifying, and I felt a lot of shame and fear around that. And cause I got that surgery on December 28th, and I was just like caught up, and also it was a pandemic, that little thing too. And I was feeling like I wasn't moving forward in my career, all these things. And But I was trying to avoid it because it was scary. And you know what? Sometimes, to give a caveat to this little speech I'm giving, I couldn't have gone through that surgery if I had fully thought about it. Because if I had fully thought about it, it would have been too scary and I may not have done it. And my life was on the line. So I had to do it. But as soon as I really started to acknowledge how much pain I was in, which wasn't until the following April, this past April, I felt it. And it hurt. It hurt like a bitch. It really did. It was really, really, really difficult. But when I started to feel it, I could also start moving through it and I could start thinking about what I wanted on the other side of it. And so that was really when I started cultivating self-love. And I would sit on the couch and hug myself and like kiss my own arm and say, I love you and I'm proud of you and I believe in you and things are going to get better. And that was at a time when I was feeling so sad. And like, I remember calling my mom on the phone, crying, being like, I have nothing. I remember saying that. And of course, it's not true. That was hyperbole, but I can be dramatic sometimes. But at that time, I really felt like I had nothing. I was like, I don't have a relationship. My career isn't where I want it to be. I don't have a house. I don't have a kid. Like, all I had that I felt I had at that time was my parents and my friends. And it's remarkable to me since that time how much my life has changed, because I admitted to how deeply disappointed I was in that time and how much pain I was in. I was really, really depressed. Then I started giving myself what I needed, what I didn't feel like the world was giving me. So giving myself that self-love, being a better partner to myself, asking myself what kind of person I wanted to be with long-term and being that person to myself. And not 6 months later, I met this man, my boyfriend, Tim, who has totally changed my life and changed what I thought was possible and made me love love. And there's so many other things that I can't wait to share with you. Some things are still kind of in the works, but there's this other incredible thing that's happening to me right now where it's just life can change at any moment. And so, yes, we're going to go through those hard times and it's so important to acknowledge those hard times, but it's also so important to sit in and be grateful for the good times that happen and to enjoy life. So if you are in a situation where you have great family and friends or a new lover like me, honey buns, taking time to like take stock of it and be fully present with it, get off social media, not think about what you should be doing in your career, but truly enjoying being human, because I think it's so hard. If we're going to get back to the, you know, point of this show, we cannot create if we cannot be fully human. We can't create from a place of authenticity if we're not even engaged with our own humanity. So enjoying these small epic moments like cutting a turkey together and playing a board game and holding hands with the person you love, getting to be in the same room with the people you love after this past 2 years of separation, it's really, really, really powerful. And on the other hand, if the holidays are painful for you, if you've lost someone, if you don't have a good relationship with your family, if you're single like I was last year, if you're financially down and out, being present with that pain, because avoiding it doesn't make it go away and it actually prolongs it. You know, not wallowing in it, but being present to it and acknowledging, okay, it feels like this in my body. That's really important, knowing how the pain feels in your body. And also thinking about what you want on the other side of this pain. Like, hope is so important. And that's what got me through that painful time. And it's what's put me in this time of like immense gratitude and beauty, is sitting with the pain in April and May and not knowing that it would come through on the other side, but being hopeful that something beautiful could be waiting for me on the other side of this. Something beautiful could be waiting for you. You have no idea what is possible. I guess my wish for you this week is, yes, stay present with the joy and the beauty of life. Stay present with the pain, but also keep your hope on the horizon. Even if you're in pain, even if you're in beauty, being so grateful for what you have, feeling what you feel, and also having hope for something more beautiful in the future, because so much is possible beyond our wildest dreams. Just know that you deserve it. I'm here for you. The creative community is here for you. And if you don't have family to be with this holiday, I'm honored to be your family. And thank you for taking time out of your life to listen to me. You listening to the show have helped make my dream come true. I'm just beyond grateful for your talent, for your love, and your support. And I'm wishing you a very happy, happy holiday. Thank you for listening. You know all the things to do, but if you like the show, remember to rate, review, follow it, and tell a friend about it. Thanks to Emily, my amazing producer. Follow her at We Can't Find Emily. Thanks to Liz Full for the show's theme music. Follow her at Liz Full. And thank you for being you, the full, incredible human being you are. Love you so much, and I believe in you.